Treasure Coast motorist since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Since our subconscious shapes every facet of who we are, because I'm living what's inside of me, what I've got, what I believe, that's my core belief. My subconscious is where the core belief really is. Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Did he not say that? He said, they honor me with their mouth, but their hearts are not in it. So you can be saying something, yeah, but totally believing something totally different. You can be quoting, by stripes I'm healed, but you believe in sickness because that's how you grew up. You can be saying, my God supplies every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, and he became poor so I can become rich, but you're battling financially. Why? Because you were brought up, money doesn't grow on trees. It doesn't come easy. You're not going to make it. How are we going to do it? And as information from our daily life filters into our subconscious minds, mental images are created. Mental images are created. I'm telling you, some people cannot see themselves breaking that barrier of poverty. Just living beneath the breadline or on the breadline. They can't see themselves further than that. They cannot see themselves being successful. They cannot see themselves being healed completely. They've got a visual image inside of them from upbringing and whatever else has been from who they've hung around with, what the teacher said, what people spoke over them, what was said over them, what was decreed over them. They've got a mental image inside of their subconscious, and boy, oh boy, that thing is controlling your life. And these mental images that we get and these beliefs, this belief system that we've got inside of us it's the assumption of how things really are around us. We assume, because I believe that everything around me is like that. And I'm believing a lie. I'm believing a lie. And because I believe a lie, I will fight you to the death. Because I'm right and you're wrong. People will defend wrong attitudes. They will defend wrong thinking. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? People defend it to the death. They would rather die broke, sick, and miserable than agree with you because they believe something that someone taught them from childhood. And so, whether it's true or false, it's our version of reality. It's our version of reality, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's true or false, it's our version. And I'm telling you, when it's your version, you know what it's like. When someone comes against your core belief, oh, it's on, baby. And that's how we react. And we shouldn't do that. Go with me to 2 Corinthians 10. Yes, the great news. 2 Corinthians 10. All righty. Praise God. Watch what it says from the Voice translation. It's just an amazing translation. I love this translation. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, the weapons of the war we are fighting are not of this world, but are powered by God and effective at tearing down the strongholds erected against his truth. So think about this. He's telling us so much in just that scripture alone. He's telling us there's weapons. He's telling us there is a war. He's telling us we're fighting. We're in a war and we're fighting. Are you getting what God says? This is God who said this, right? Remember, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. So he says, yeah, so there's a war, there's weapons, we're fighting in this war, but we are not using the world's power, we're using God's power, which is effective to tearing down strongholds. Amen. Strongholds erected against his truth. And so when you're believing inside of you that, well, you know, sickness is part of life or it's not meant for me or God's not healing everybody, that's a stronghold. That's a stronghold. Some people have sat in churches and they drilled that into them. Healing's not for today. Tongues is not for today. And they drilled it in them, drilled it in them, drilled it in them. From growing up in churches and they drilled it in them, now they fight you to believe. That's a stronghold. So it says, tearing down the strongholds erected against his truth. And we said last week, 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this world, which is the enemy of its systems, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the people, lest they see the glorious light of the gospel unto salvation. So what he's saying here is a stronghold is erected against his truth. His truth is you need to be saved or else you can't get into heaven. And the devil is blinding the minds of the people, giving them a stronghold. Amen. And God is saying, no, you can get rid of this, but you're going to have to use my way. Not your willpower. Your willpower, you've tried it and tried it and tried it, but it does not work. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, without me in John 15:5, you can't do anything. We can't take on any kind of a fight without Jesus Christ, without the Holy Spirit, without the weapons of warfare that he's provided for us. And then verse 5 says, we are demolishing arguments and ideas, every high and mighty philosophy that pits itself against the knowledge of the one true God. Wow. I don't care who said it. If it comes against the God, the true God, it's wrong. Their philosophy is wrong. I don't care if it's Plato. I don't care if it's Confucius. I don't care if it's Muhammad. If it goes against what God said, it's wrong. It's a wrong philosophy. Amen. Can you say amen? Now watch what he says here. We are taking prisoners of every thought, every emotion, and subduing them, beating them down. Paul said, I put my flesh under and I keep it under. You got to keep it down. It says subduing them. Listen, your thoughts and your emotions, subduing them into obedience of the anointed one. Wow. So he's telling us we can do something. We're going to show you how to do it. The evil thought comes, right? Into the mind, sweet mind, not home, sweet home. Mind, sweet mind. You've got a mind. At least I think you have. All right? And don't ever be saying to people, I want to give you a piece of my mind. You need it all, so don't give it away. All right? But mind, sweet mind, hi, can I come in? An evil thought, a lie from the pit of hell. But he's got to get permission to enter. Kenneth Hagin said, I cannot stop the birds from flying over my head, but I can stop them making a nest in my hair. And that's a problem with too many of us. When the thought comes, we don't take it captive. We don't take it down. We don't subdue it. We don't kick it out. And I promise to God, it works. It works. It works. It works. I've tested it. I've tried it. It works. It absolutely works. Because the wages of sin is death, but sin has pleasure. The Bible says sin has pleasure for a season. And you might want to do some things that sound good, yeah, but you know they go against the word of God. But boy, that thing comes, and it comes, and it comes. I've spoken to people, and I help people with pornography issues. And I'm telling you, what they say is quite amazing. What I've heard and what I've read and understand about it is that this thing is such a stronghold that it just comes and it keeps pounding and pounding. When a person gives up smoking, for instance, how many times did you ever give up smoking before you gave up smoking? Yeah, you see, you haven't got enough hands and fingers, right? So you gave up smoking 100 times, right? Why didn't you give up the first time and it's gone? Do you know that the thought comes? Now listen, the thought comes from the enemy to have a smoke. It lasts 7 seconds and it's gone. But now the craving's kicked in. And that's why people just can't stop it. They battle. The thought's gone, but it's so embedded into our subconscious, so ingrained in our life that we can't get rid of this thing. And it takes patches and vaping and all kinds of weird stuff to get rid of it. Amen. Now, yeah, vaping's worse than smoking. Ooh, I mean, it's crazy. But can you see that? There's a battle taking place. It's not going to go without some effort. If you're not prepared, listen, the Bible says in Timothy 6:12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. If you want to walk in victorious faith, there's a fight ahead of you. I'm telling you. And if you lay over and play dead, it's going to take you down every time. And listen, it's not a fight of knuckles. It's a fight of the Spirit, taking authority with the Holy Ghost, asking Him. And you take that thought, and I'm telling you, it comes back. Maybe you're on a diet. Maybe you really need to lose weight. The doctor said lose weight. Let's just take that for instance. And you just, you go past food, and food happens, and it's a stronghold. And the thought comes, and you kick it out, and it comes again, and you kick it out, and it comes again. And that thing persists, man, it persists. Stop smoking, it persists. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It just goes on and on and on. You've got to take it captive. He said, subdue it. Take it captive. Amen. And if He said do it, then that means you can. And eventually you want Him behind bars. The bad thoughts. Take Him captive. Get Him behind bars. Amen. But unfortunately, a lot of Christian people, their behavior is a lot worse than the worst of sinners. Because they've got strongholds. You know, and when a person gets saved, we should have a bit of faith in them that they're saved, really. We should get faith that they're saved. Trust God that they're saved. Believe God that they're saved. If they say they're saved, they're saved. But if they're acting like the devil, they're full of strongholds. A lot of the time. A lot of the time. You know what? When you got saved, you didn't stop all your bad. How many of you, the day you got saved, that was it. You were a new man, a new woman. Yeah, right. It's a lie. Right there, you're lying again. Right? It's an ongoing walk. It's a process of change. You don't just change overnight. I wish we did. Our spirit did. In an instant, our spirit became righteous. He put His righteous on our spirit man. But the rest of it, forget it. That's why it says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen? Now, why do we see Christians like this? I'll tell you why. The number one reason, because of an unrenewed mind. It's an unrenewed mind. We grew up just living the way we wanted. We went to church, it meant nothing. Amen. Our parents took us to church, it meant nothing. We weren't born again, we weren't spirit-filled, we didn't care a hoot. Then we lived how we wanted to live, did what we wanted to do, ate what we wanted, slept where we wanted, everything we wanted to, we just did it. That was it. What are you doing? Sowing my wild oats. Well, you're 69 now. Aren't you done? You got some wild oats there, brother. And so they are unrenewed in their mind. And therein lies the problem. Because if you continue the way you've been going, what's going to change? The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. So we cannot live and think the way we used to think. We have to get the mind renewed, because the mind unrenewed, the unrenewed mind is against the Word of God. It's at enmity with God. Yeah, it's unrenewed. And so we have to start thinking a different way than when we started. Because God even says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are not your ways. But you've got a scripture there, 2 Corinthians 3:16, I believe it is, says, I have the mind of Christ. Amen. But you've got to get yourself into a position of renewing your mind. Romans 8, verse 6. New Living Translation, look what he says. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. The Passion says, be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.